The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Feeling good with mitzvahs. Shalom, sorry for the delay. We're talking about proper bitochen and mitzvahs. How to do the mitzvahs in the best possible fashion. I want to add one more prat that we learned from the beginning that bitochen is, the nature of bitochen is a person has a peace of mind because he realizes and he actually feels that he's in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is always caring for him, always looking out for what's best for him. And that is a tremendous mile and a benefit one has if he is a Baal Bitochen. Aside from the high madrega of Avodas Hashem, but you also have the gain in this world, the emotional gain, psychological gain, of having peace of mind. There's nothing better than that. It gives quality of life more than peace of mind. A person could be a billionaire, but if he's under stress constantly, he doesn't enjoy his life. And if a person has very little even, and he feels good with himself, and he's calm, and he does what he has to do, but he's without that stress, then he has an enjoyable life. There's another thing that causes people sometimes to feel down or frustrated is they don't feel they're accomplishing enough in life. Sometimes a person feels they have more koichos and I could do more with my life. And sometimes he has aspirations which are very often not even realistic aspirations. By the fact that he doesn't get to those aspirations, causes him a feeling of lack of being content and also frustration and the like. I'm just saying that this mahalach that Hashem set up for us of Torah mitzvahs is such a beautiful way of always giving us that ability to feel content with what we're doing. If a person wants to be a millionaire, a billionaire, and he's making panos and he has enough to live, but he's not making his millions, so he can live a whole life of frustration, even though he's really not lacking anything. Because in his mind, he feels he has to be so wealthy, or if he feels he has to be some position of power, and he doesn't have a position of power, he's just frustrated that he doesn't have enough power, whatever it may be.
Kol HaLashon.
We always have the opportunity to do mitzvahs 24/7. And we know that every time we do a mitzvah, we're doing something very powerful for ourselves and even for the whole world, for Klal Yisrael. Every mitzvah in the Karvas, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Mashpia, the Toiva, has a good effect on us and everybody around us. And that's our whole goal in life. We were created l'dovek b'Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the person is living his simple life, and he doesn't have a position of power, and he doesn't have wealth, but he has a wealth of mitzvahs. He has constant opportunities to do mitzvahs. That in itself gives a person a tremendous feeling of being content, that I'm taking advantage of life the way I should. And all those other things which I'm not doing, I'm not missing. So a person goes to work in the course of the day, and he's making a meager panosa, but he's doing what he's supposed to do. He's going to find his family. That is a mitzvah. That is something eternal. That is what he was created for. He's a success. That is success. The person gets up in the morning and davens, and he's kaveitim l'toyra, or he can learn the whole day, or he's teaching, whatever he's doing, and every level, but he's doing what's fitting according to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his level. He also has a feeling of being content. He's saying, well, I can do more. You can't do more. And shall we strive to do more. But if I'm doing the proper thing, if in my framework of what I have, that is a very wonderful feeling, a feeling of being content. Yes, I am accomplishing major things. It may not be in the eyes of, let's say, a goy. These are big accomplishments. But he doesn't know how to measure accomplishments. Just like some of his accomplishments, which he thinks are very big in our eyes, are nothing. So there's another beautiful facet of the Marechet of Torah and Mitzvahs that we have, the system of Torah and Mitzvahs we have, and that they're accompanying us from the second we get up till we go to sleep. And if we try as best as we can to do things the way we should, and that in itself gives us a feeling of being content, of accomplishing. It was a day of accomplishment. It was a day, yes, I was able to get up. I was able to daven. I was able to learn. I was able to do, like I said, if he's involved in Tanos, I mean, finally, my family, help out, whatever we can do, other chassadim we do, say a nice word to a Jew, a nice word to a family member. All these things are powerful things that we're doing in the course of the day. And if we focus and realize what they are, we always have a state of feeling fulfilled and content, and we'll be able to have the proper peace of mind to go through life in a pleasant fashion. You should have a wonderful day.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.